Episode 5 of A1 and the A10, back at you from South Point Village. We join you here in the middle of our living room. Everyone's back home and ready to go. We're going to introduce ourselves starting counterclockwise. After my introduction, of course, I'm Sean Bednard. I'm your host for this evening's activities. And alongside me
is Justin Gore. How's everybody doing today?
Next to him, we have...
I'm Nick Peel, everybody. Nice to meet you.
Matthew Fine. Sorry, I should wait for you.
No, you're good.
Matthew
go at
Fine,
it.
I was in the middle.
And I guess last and least.
Wow.
Me, Matt Korsh.
So it's been exactly a week since the last episode, of course. And we should be proudly adding that episode 4 is now the most downloaded episode of A1 and the A10 thus far.
So we love you guys.
Little point of pride.
Thank you to everyone that's viewing us.
Yes, of course. And before we go on with the show, make sure to follow A1 and the A10 on Twitter, at A1 and the A10. Keep connected with us and all the stupid stuff that we post, all the pictures, and of course,
Facebook
tweeting at Dan Orlovsky.
Soon.
Yes, that is coming soon. So, since last episode, what has been up with you guys? How have things been?
Things have been pretty good, but I just wanted to touch on a topic really quick before we get into the podcast. Just a little moment for Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
What a tragic loss. Guy played with a lot of passion, but let's take a little moment for him. All right, so now that the depressing things are out of the way.
Just let me wipe this tear like from my eye really quick. Somebody give me a hug.
Wow. But all jokes aside, it really is a tragic loss. And the Marlins organization has handled it with absolute class, and you can't say enough about the way that they've been able to handle this tragedy and with the absolute most care.
No, absolutely. You can see that not only those teammates, but the entire Major League Baseball is getting behind him and realizing what a talent was lost.
So, Nick, there was a lot of interest behind your story about the stolen wallet from last week, and I know plenty of people that listen to the show were asking all of us about it. What has happened to you this week? That anything zany along those same lines?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a thing in this apartment where... when we're on Tinder, we recommend different women to other roommates
different
of ours.
Suitors.
Mainly you, Nick. You do that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. But you know, Sean recommended a lady to me, and I'm just gonna say lady.
A woman.
Yes. And let's just say I was catfished into believing that she was 21 years of age, but, drum roll please, she was 15.
Oh no!
But the thing is, anyway, so, it's not like I was interested in her because, you know,
we don't exactly send... the most favorable suitors to each other.
Yeah, we keep those for ourselves.
Yes.
We're not that generous.
Yeah. See, now I'm curious. Did you see that she was 15
years old? I did. Of course I did. Of course I did.
But I didn't.
Okay.
So I was walking from one of my classes.
So you just throw your super like out like that?
No, you don't. Rarely. Rarely. Let me get to that because this is a heartbreaking story.
My thumb
deceived me. So I was walking. To my class. It was from HP to
somewhere.
Ronan, I think it was Ronan. So I get a text from Sean saying that he recommended a girl for me. So naturally,
I looked at it.
I was intrigued, and I looked at her, and she wasn't really for me. We'll say that.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Her name was Clara.
Okay.
So, either she belongs in a retirement home or, naturally she's 15. Either
yeah,
or.
That's the only
interchangeable name.
No middle ground.
No.
So I looked at it and I said, thank you, Sean, for recommending. I will recommend her to someone else. And I don't think I got that far.
You couldn't.
I have an iPhone. So does everybody know that they double tap the home screen to, X out of an app?
Yeah.
So
No.
I did that. I double tapped. But I must have tapped again, and I slid my finger up.
And that's the way to go super light.
That's how I super liked it. And it said, congratulations, you super liked with Clara. And I said, no, I don't want to super like Clara.
Well, it doesn't help, too, because she gets this super like, and, like, you know, you can tell when it's, like, an accident or something, but you get that super like from Nick, and, like, he's got a really good picture that, like, he lays himself out with.
He has a really nice body.
It's a nice picture of him right up against the Great Lakes Loon's backdrop with that sweet Nick smile, so she's probably like,
God,
oh, my
so
God,
cute.
This is it.
You know the sad thing? I didn't get a super like back.
Oh, oh the shade.
She said, oh, you're 20? No.
Oh, wow.
Wow, not into older men. Yeah. Nick, your time will come.
How much older? 15 to 20. Is she going for the 30-year-olds?
Bud, I just got to tell you, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And some of them are more than just minnows. Some of them actually got time to grow up.
And I don't need Clara. Clara, if you're listening,
friend
to
of the show. Friend of the show.
You're not a friend of the show, Clara. Stop listening now.
On the topic of Tinder here, I was wondering what you guys thought about girls calling guys that they're dating daddy.
It seems so odd. Like, why would you want to?
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Matt?
There's a hesitation.
Yeah. We know Courtney over there has a little dirty side from his previous.
He's kinky.
Hey, have you been called daddy?
Daddy Courtney?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like there's a time and a place for it. And the time is very,
never.
Very frequently.
And the place is nowhere.
If ever. It's weird. Yeah.
I feel like it's a very, like, few and far between thing. But I've seen couples. There's one couple that I hope doesn't listen to this. But, I mean, they broke up now, so I guess I can talk about it. That
fair game.
On Instagram and Twitter, she would call him daddy all the time. And it was
that's definitely not the plan.
That's a no-go.
Yeah.
It just seems so inappropriate to just.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Like, where's, like, the pleasure out of that, I suppose?
Daddy issues.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of.
You want to hear another story?
Yeah.
Welcome to Nick's Story of the Week.
With some romantic music.
You know, nothing will beat the wallet story, and Clara ranks up there too, but this story...
Yeah, top two of the stories you've told for sure.
But this story, let's just say, is pretty sweet.
Sweet.
So, as some of you may know, but most of you probably don't know, I coach varsity and JV boys tennis at Bay City Western High School.
Plug.
And we had a fundraiser doubles tournament to, you know, supply, you know, uniforms, racket bags, tennis balls for our upcoming season.
Casual stuff.
And so we get, you know, different teams from the community. The guys on our team find a partner who's not in the tennis program, and they, you know, have a doubles tournament on a Saturday. It raises a lot of money. It's fun. So we were out looking for donations from local businesses, and because we start our tournament so early, we have like a mini breakfast there. We have donuts, coffee, whatnot. So my grandma went to Cops and Donuts in Bay City. Cops and Donuts should be friend of the show.
I think so.
I would say friend of the show. And they said, yeah, we will definitely hook you up with some donuts. So we said, awesome. We head over there the day before our tournament, so about Friday night. And how many donuts do you think that they were able to supply us? Free of charge, of course. How many donuts did they give us for free?
First number that came to mind was 24.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
First number that popped into my head was 100.
Okay. What about you?
That's a lot of donuts.
Seven. Okay. So we've got 24. 107. What about you, Gore?
48.
48. Well, I don't want to say that any of you are too far off, but none of you are close. Would you believe it if Cops and Donuts donated 40 dozen donuts to the Bay City Western Boys Tennis Program? Wow. 40 dozen donuts. Yes.
480 donuts?
That's 40 times 12, everybody. 40 dozen
public
donuts.
Schools.
Now, what would we do
with
40 dozen donuts?
Aren't they bakers? So shouldn't it be 13? Because isn't that a baker's dozen?
No, I don't think all bakers go by Baker's Dozen.
Then why is it a thing?
Does it count if the bakers are cops?
Because you can't say a dozen plus one. That's a mouthful, man.
Let's just say a baker's dozen.
But he gave that. They gave them a dozen, not a baker's dozen.
Well, I was. That's what I was trying to clarify. Like, I didn't know if
I think
it was
you
just
would've.
A misstep.
Yeah, that's, okay. Fair. That's fair. Clarification's good.
Well, there right. could and be a certain amount of baker's dozens. There might be less baker's dozens than dozens.
I wonder why bakers gave away an extra donut.
Maybe they had to get rid of the extra dough. Yeah. Like it was closing time or something. Someone came through. Time.
Tweet us with what you think.
Plug. So what'd you do with this 40 dozen donuts that you received?
And why don't we have some?
Yeah, Nick.
That is true, and
Hold
I'm sorry.
Out.
But, you know, it's not really funny what we did with them. We donated them to the homeless shelter in Bay City and local fire stations. So if you're
nice.
Looking for a laugh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
You recycled it back to cops.
Yes.
So wait a second. Did you go to cops and donuts before or after you matched with Clara?
This was before.
Okay, you're lucky. You're lucky. That could have been close.
I could have given Clara a dozen donuts.
Isn't she the pervert?
Yes, besides that part of me potentially going to jail.
Oh, so
do you think you could get prosecuted based on I super liked on Tinder?
I my defense is that she catfished me.
Is
she
that legal in a court of law?
Age 21.
Right. But she put in her bio 15.
I'm pretty sure you have to be. You technically have to be 18 to be on Tinder.
Yeah. So whose fault is that? Is that my fault? Am I going
to
jail?
You should have looked for context.
All right, this will be fun. It's just a little hypothetical. It's not funny. It's not that deep. It's somewhere in between. Okay.
I'm scared.
So let's just say you're in the library.
Yeah, right.
Let's say you're somewhere where we'd actually be.
Where we
studying.
Should.
I'm going to lose you again. Okay, you find a book. Stay with me.
Wait, what's
the
book?
You start reading the book.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
It's tough.
I think I know where you're going.
You start reading the book. You realize the book is just your life up to that point.
Would you
right
read
now.
The end?
No, do you even read the next? Do you read the next page? And also, would you go on after that? Even
oh, okay.
And like, it's not gonna. You can't change it once you know it.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
What's gonna happen.
I don't think I read the next page. I think I could just kind of skim around because if I knew the next day, like, what would be the advantage of that? I'd just be anticipating. But if I had like a very small outline of like one random point, like halfway through the book, it could be interesting.
Yeah. Well, if you go to like the end of the book and it's like 2 weeks from then.
That's a short.
Like you
that's
just
a small
skip
book.
To the end and be like, "Well, fuck."
Chances are, I didn't even read the first half of the book, so I don't even think that.
Wait,
would
you be more interested in reading earlier or later in the book?
Earlier. Oh, you mean like after the to that point?
Yeah, because like the page that you open to is
like reading to the like you open to this exact date.
Yeah.
Would you rather go back and read your memories or
no? That's not what you're saying.
Like in the
yeah, that's what I'm. That's exactly what I'm
they're,
saying.
They're memories. I remember them. Why would I?
You don't remember every single memory.
I don't need to
memory.
Know what I did before the age of 13. Honestly, I was worthless and still worthless yeah. until about.
You realize you're 21. There's 8 years
now.
Between 13 and
just
now.
Still worthless.
You're not like Clara, who's 15 and probably remembers what she did at 13.
Nick, you gotta move
friend
on.
Friend of the show.
Yeah,
no,
move
she's
on.
Not a friend of the show, Sean.
So do you go forward first or backward?
I think I go backwards to make sure that it's my life.
Yeah.
So then I'm not,
and not
just
mine.
Reading.
I guess I might go backwards to do that, but I honestly have no interest in remembering anything. I was like, I don't care what happened before.
That's
got
fair. Pretty
it's
dark.
Gotten me to my shitty life I have
I
now.
Think it, I think reading...
Second?
I think reading like the second half or the final pages would like alter how you live the rest of your life.
But
so. But
I raise this question. What if like the second half, like the part that you're reading is like, I laid in the hospital bed for 8 hours, then I slept. I woke up, I laid in the hospital bed. And it was like that for pages.
You just tear those pages out.
What does that do?
It didn't happen, Sean.
It just disappeared.
Space-time continuum.
You just lose a few days of your life.
Well, I guess what I mean by that is like, if you end up dying via, you know, getting hit by a car or something, are you ever going to cross the street again?
Well,
it
yeah,
matter,
I have a few
said,
pages before that happens.
It won't matter,
well,
like I said, you will get hit by a car and die eventually. Like, you can't change it.
Now, hold on. I'm just asking you this hypothetically back at you.
Yeah.
Is every page a day of your life? or is it like one day of your life could be a couple pages?
It's just kind
of,
yeah, because it's just kind of however long it takes to tell you what's going to happen in that day. If you do it like we do, with the probably pretty short pages, you sat in front of the TV for a while.
That's fair.
I think if I had that situation and I had that book, I would burn it. I don't think I would look at
what
any more
that
pages.
Do?
just so I would never be tempted to look at the end. I
wait
think.
For the
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Why is a book about my life in the library?
It's the Library of Congress. It's got all the books.
God.
It's a fucking hypothetical.
Yeah, I know, but I'm raising a hypothetical question.
Why the hell would there be a book about your life?
Why right, is
with
it
all
in
these hypotheticals? Let's not be mean, Matt Finale.
Yeah.
Sean's life could very well be detailed in a book.
How not to live.
Sat down on the couch.
Maybe a picture book.
Ate too much food.
Sad.
Cried alone.
How did you get my memoir?
Took a nap, woke up, cried with roommates.
Came downstairs. Roommates were yelling. Got
scared. A corn dog. Went back upstairs. Sad.
Wow, that's the whole book. That was the shortest read ever. The worst part, it's a picture book.
Guys, feelings hypotheticals coming to an end, so real quick one, quick answers, another hypothetical. Would you rather?
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Oh, exciting.
Freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Like one of those
are we playing spin the bottle,
get
too?
Get one of those rear hind kicks from, like, a horse. Like, you just got to stand there and take it into the chest.
Where's this coming from?
Or run up, slap a bear, and run away.
Run up and slap a bear. You know why? Because then I at least could say I died from a bear. And you know the rule about bears.
Yep, they have to tell you that they're a bear.
They have
well,
to
know
tell
it's
you.
A damn bear. You
not
in
a large.
What if my eyes were closed?
Yeah, like, there's a fence like 100 yards away. Hopefully you can get to it.
From right here? Hypothetically speaking.
Sure, right. Why would there be a bear in our apartment?
I'm speaking hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Okay. Well, yeah, wherever you want. There's a hundred. There's a fence 100 yards away.
Great.
Do you take the kick from the horse, or do you try to outrun a bear?
Well, I know I can't outrun the bear.
Exactly.
I can't.
I would
could,
just bring
but
a
you
gun.
You probably wouldn't live from getting kicked by a horse.
Yeah, so that's why I'm slapping the bear.
There's
right.
A bear. I'll give myself a chance against a bear.
The
I
horse,
mean,
it's
what kind of bear?
Am I allowed to bring a gun or like a trank dart? Or
you
can
your
I
hands.
Jump on the bear's back and ride him like a pony?
See, I was wondering
you
that.
Certainly attempt.
Because if Brick could do it in Anchorman. Ron, look, I'm riding a furry tractor.
What if it's Yogi Bear?
Hey, oh. Boo Boo, let's go get hey, some more picnic baskets.
I would definitely take the slapping the bear on the nose then. I think I'd live.
That's so rude.
Well, yeah, but at least I'd live.
You would slap I... Yogi Bear?
Well, not hard. Just
he
not
is a
hard.
Children's
you would slap
icon,
Yogi
man.
Bear?
Yeah.
All he wants to do
if,
is
if
eat some picnic
between,
baskets.
If it was life and death, I would slap Yogi Bear in the face.
You would slap Yogi before Boo Boo.
Oh my God.
You're a terrible person.
Boo Boo is adorable, though.
Boo Boo is useless in Yogi's situation.
Boo Boo is the stinker, though.
I would slap Pooh Bear, too. I would slap
oh,
any
like
what?
Fucking
what? Sam Hell!
I love Pooh Bear.
You leave Pooh Bear alone!
I love Pooh Bear.
You monster!
It's not like I take joy from it.
You chose to slap Pooh Bear!
I get kicked by a fucking horse!
I get kicked by the damn fucking horse.
So you'd quote rather that. Die than hit a cartoon.
Yes. So you'd rather be
oh.
Kicked by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh my God.
Sarah Jessica Parker, probably not a fan of the show after this.
Pooh Bear, probably
Pooh
not
Bear.
A friend of the show after this. So you're going to
oh,
tell me
Pooh
that
Bear.
It's just some dumb cartoon bear. Was he just some dumb cartoon bear when you overdosed in the shower and no one was around
what?
To call? Was he just some dumb bear when you broke down on the side of the highway and you needed someone to come get you? Was he just some dumb cartoon bear when you were starving to death and he brought you honey? Was he just some dumb cartoon bear?
I never said some dumb cartoon
Sean,
bear.
Sean, do you need a hug?
I'm triggered.
Triggered.
Fully triggered. Let's play the word game.
I'm a scared. Yeah, we could try it.
I want to moderate the first round. Let's give the people some context exactly of what we're talking about. So the word game is one that everyone's familiar with, but not really sure what to ever call it, so we're calling it the word game. It's very simple, except in the context that we're doing it competitively. So you have a team of two people, and you get about 30 seconds, a minute, to try and create a story using each other's brains. So, for example, me and Matt look at each other, and I say, the.
And.
Exactly. Now, if he said something about a pilgrim, I got a great direction to take this story. So I think I'm going to moderate this first round of this competitive affair, and I have a very interesting idea for my team. I want Matt Feinauer and Nick Peel, and then Gore and Courtney.
I like you as well.
Now, because of age and because they almost have a similar hair color, I'm going to go with Peel and Feinauer to start off. So I'm not going to give you any time to think about anything. Your time is on the clock. You get 45 seconds and go.
Let me know when you start the time.
Go.
Wait.
Go.
You're not
go.
Getting, we're just making
I told you.
Go.
There.
Was.
A.
Very.
Old.
Bear.
Who.
Loved.
Apple.
And.
Apple.
And.
Because.
He.
Loved.
Apples.
Therefore,
because
this is not a sentence.
Hey, hold on. That's over more than one word.
So, oh, I lost.
Pixels. All right. So looking back at it, your sentence was there was an old bear and he loved apples because apples, therefore, and apples. All right, so that's a pretty good start. So, Gore, Courtney.
Dude, is it 2 out of 3? I'd like another chance.
Yeah, no. We will come back to you guys, and hopefully there will be something
get
more
it
product.
Together, Feinauer.
Like a genre and like actors in it.
Yeah, we'll do that second round. First round is improv. All right, Gore, Courtney, your time is on the clock and start now.
Donald
Trump
is
a
idiot.
The end.
Period.
But
he
has
a.
Really?
Long.
Nose.
Because.
He.
Lies.
About.
Pinocchio.
And.
Building.
Walls.
In.
Canada.
Shocking. All right, so looking back at it, Donald Trump has a very long nose because he lies like Pinocchio and builds walls in Canada. Good stuff. So I think I'm going to give the win in that round to Team Peel and Feinauer.
What?
Yes.
You guys were telling lies. We were never not. Once has Trump said he wanted to build a wall in Canada, and I've never seen his nose expand.
And you were assuming.
You know
and
what?
You know what,
you know what?
Gets.
I don't like Nick's attitude. Tie ball game right now after the first round.
Oh.
Yay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Because of winner's choice, we're going to start with Peel and Feinauer once again. Your topic is A Day at the Mall. You have 30 seconds. Go.
Still doing a movie?
What?
Today.
There.
Was.
A.
Child.
Who.
Was.
Named.
Was it Clara?
I don't know, Matt. This is your story.
Clara.
And.
Debbie.
Was her name Clara and Debbie? 3 seconds. Okay, so your story was...
That was atrocious.
There was a child named Clara and Debbie. Really good. Really good. I'm really proud of you guys.
No.
That was a strong start.
You guys are terrible at improv.
Oh, yeah, no.
So Gore,
I'm wonderful.
Gore, Courtney, your topic is going out on a date with a girl that you're not sure that you like, but you may think that her father's a squid. Go.
On.
The.
Date.
Of.
September.
The.
11th.
There.
Was.
A.
Bomb.
And.
Plane.
Oh, shit.
This is the worst. Yes.
Where does the squid come in?
Why did we just transcript 9/11?
Your time is up.
Oh my god.
Okay. You didn't.
Done?
You didn't stay on topic. So when goes
we were,
to Peel and Feinauer?
We were getting
there. You were 30.
Where? Where were we getting?
Were you on a date on the plane?
Where did the squid come in? All right. All right. Tie ball game once again. This is the winner take all round.
I feel like you gave them a story right away and they still didn't.
There was too much of a story.
At the mall.
There was too much of a story. We can.
Okay. Clara and Debbie were at the mall.
Hey, okay. Third round. You should be up, you should like beep and one of us can say like a word that instead of one of them.
Yeah. I know,
yeah.
I'm always saying like the other one interjects a word.
You guys get 50 seconds this time. So maybe you can develop your story a little bit more.
If we do another round, I want to be the moderator.
Okay.
Some good shit.
Oh, yeah. We're absolutely – I mean, I want to get in on this, this hot action with squid dates. All right. So Gore and Courtney, since you guys won the last round far and away and then tied it up from not following the topic at all, your topic this time is describe your first time having sex and go.
Once
there
was
a
pickle.
That
was
accidentally
shoved
up
the
ass
and
beep. Nick
tasted a lot
like
peanut butter.
One word.
No, it's not.
That's a DQ. You were already walking the line with a lot.
Period.
Beep.
We.
The word period?
Wait, is that going with the sex story? Or are you saying end of a thought?
End of thought.
Beep.
Okay.
Fine hour.
I don't know where they're at. Cloud.
Nine.
Was.
The.
Song.
That.
Was.
Beep. Nick.
Emma. 17.
Was.
Blue.
And
beep, fine hour.
The longest 6 seconds of my life. Blueberry.
Scented.
Candles.
At least. Oh, at.
Least.
What was the
done.
Question?
Done.
What was the question you were answering?
I liked it. I think it was a really wholesome story.
What was the question you asked them?
What?
Weren't they supposed to be
describe our first time having sex?
Cloud nine scented blueberry.
I was really hoping when I started with once, you'd go upon time.
No.
All right. For the win, someone's got to win in this round. We've already seen your wonderful attempt. Nick,
60 seconds
fine hour, your topic is you guys rob a bank, but your only weapons are bananas that look like guns. Go.
The.
Quick.
Beep. Matt.
Potato.
Grab.
The.
Bananas.
And.
Help.
Beep.
Socks.
Become.
My.
Man.
And.
Then.
I.
Beep. Matt.
Sucked. The.
Big.
Tellers.
Beep. Fido.
Stairs.
Oh, man, who does that?
You can't suck stairs.
Nick Gore. Get to robbing the bank.
Because.
He.
Loved.
It. Move on.
Period.
Beep, Matt.
Spaghetti.
Good chance. Was.
Very.
Tasty.
Beep.
Saints.
Were.
Loving.
Marching.
In.
All right. That's 50 seconds.
You didn't even give us a chance. They got more words than we did.
No, you didn't. There was an equal number of times. Yeah. You never even got to get inside the bank. You sucked the teller's big stairs.
Okay, we're not good felons.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna have to award the win. Drum roll, please, everybody. Matt and Gore, because they actually got the pickle inside the peanut butter flavored. Well, hold on. He said peanut butter. That's two words.
He was wait. He said a whole sentence.
That's true.
Did he?
No,
he
said
it doesn't matter.
All
right.
Doesn't have half
all right.
A brain.
Sudden death. You guys get 10 seconds to construct a poem. Gore, Matt, your topic is a beautiful day. Go.
It
was
such
a
beautiful
day.
It
was
so
sunny.
Done.
God,
okay, good start. This is your last chance.
Real quick.
Peel, fine hour, your topic is a flower on a hill. Go.
Flowers
are
very
beautiful
and
very
big.
But
the
biggest
bumblebee.
Done.
Yes, we got that one.
I thought I was just beautiful.
Don't count your chickens, Gore.
Don't eat your soup before it lays. All right. Well, in that wonderful sudden death round, the only thing that I could think about was the fact that Feinauer and Peel didn't finish their sentence.
Ooh.
Gore and Matt get the win.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Domination!
Sonny.
Bumblebees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bumblebees. It's not the end of a sentence.
So in the
Bumblebees!
In the first annual word game, I'd like to award Gore and Courtney with the championship. Matt, you wanted to be the moderator this round?
I'll take
pick
over
teams.
For this round. Teams are going to be... Oh, this is going to be fun. We're going to do Sean and Nick.
Oh.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do Sean and Gore and Nick and Matt because I'm not...
Yeah.
I was going to say, make me and Gore go undefeated.
Yeah. Sean and Gore, Nick and Matt. Okay, so for the first round... We are going to do the... I'm just going to say the name of who can interject, and then just when you hear your name,
okay.
Interject, of like the other team. And we're going to start with Nick and Gore.
I'm huh? Nick and Sean.
Nick and Gore?
Get Nick, I mean, Gore.
Sean and Gore.
Sean and Gore.
That's the good one.
We're going to start with Sean and Gore. And then, guys...
Can we have a team name?
Make sure you keep on top
yeah,
of the stopwatch.
No, you guys can come up with team names
Pink
if you want.
Flamingos.
Gold team rules! Push!
All right, we got hashtag Pink Flamingos. Get it trending.
Boom.
And what's your team name, Matt?
The Lover Boys.
God damn it.
Good.
Hashtag the Lover Boys.
Get it trending. Blow that
probably
up.
Probably a Z at the end.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, the Pink Flamingos.
We're ready. We are ready.
Pink Flamingos. 60 seconds on the clock. Tell me how to pick up a girl at the bar. Go.
First.
You.
Have.
A.
Banana.
In.
Your.
Matt. Hand.
Slip.
On
the
ground
and
grab
it.
Then
you
touch
Nick
that
big
banana
and
give
it
to
her
when
she
says
hi.
My
name
is
Fork.
Next,
she
grabs
my
banana
and
puts
Nick
that
large
you're not supposed to help.
Banana
into
her
blender.
She
ate
Matt
pickles.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was helping them because I liked the way the story was going.
I think somewhere in there you definitely picked her up at the bar. You didn't describe
well,
her
no,
at
no,
the
no.
bar.
No, no, no. We got the banana to her blender.
Okay.
I think that's a definite smoothie.
Yeah, that's how sex works.
Oh.
A smoothie.
Whoops.
All right. You guys, how do we set this?
Pressure.
Got it. Tell me.
More.
How to turn down a gay guy at Wayside. Go.
Well,
you
have
no
reason
to
say
yes.
Because
Sean
them
what?
Was
a
beautiful
day
and
their
Gore.
Light
blue
socks
looked
very
nice.
Period.
So,
I
Sean.
Just gave
them
a
large
banana
to
say
Gore.
Goodbye.
Period.
That's polite.
So,
then
we
danced
the
night
Sean. Away.
Period.
Nope, it was Sean before it.
Danced the night. You got the last word.
Not away. That's one word.
Okay. 5 points ago. God, who described their... You have no reason to say yes. You have no reason to say yes.
Blue socks, too.
They're white blue socks.
Yeah, it sounded like you liked it. In
I don't think you
no
wanted
to
turn
say
it down.
Yes, but God, were they
those blue socks, they get me.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, because it kind of flips sides, I'm gonna have to give it.
Boom. Yeah, let's go.
I just didn't want to break his heart. That's all.
Round two. That's fair. That's very polite of you.
Okay, round two. I'm gonna come up with two different movie scenarios. I'm just gonna give you a genre, place, and you can, maybe I'll give you an actor, but a genre and a place, and then you gotta make a movie out of it.
Okay, let's do it. Do we start, or do they start?
We're gonna start with you guys this time.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
all
right. Get a break. So team Lover Boys.
Team all the Lover Boys.
Lover Boys.
Multiple. One.
Yes.
Say, your place is the Pentagon, ooh, and this is a romantic comedy.
Wow. I'm excited for this.
Let me get 60 seconds on the clock. Let me give you an actor-actress combo. I know you guys would love this.
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell and Josh Peck.
And it's a romantic comedy.
Romantic comedy at the Pentagon.
All right.
Drake Bell, Josh Peck, 60 seconds on the clock. Go.
Well, I love the way you look at me because
you
stare
deeply
into
my
face.
And
then
Gore.
We
took...
Oh, that's a wrench.
Took ISIS
and
pushed them somewhere
else.
Then
it
became
Megan's
fault.
And
then
ISIS
came
back
because
they
wanted
to
come
back.
Where's the romantic part?
Then
we, Sean,
wrestled
in
Jello.
That's it.
Was that the romantic twist? I'm going to wrestle this Jello.
Was the comedy you pushed ISIS somewhere else?
Then they came back because they wanted to come back. That's going to be hard to top. I don't really know the basis of the Drake and Josh or the romantic part, but okay.
Okay, let me reset this quick.
Yep.
Hey, Gore, what's Bears Field called?
Soldier Field.
Okay, that's your place.
Soldier Field,
okay.
Soldier Field is your place.
There's a timeout.
Where?
On the field.
Oh.
So, Soldier Field.
This is a complete horror. It is a horror.
Horror film.
It's a scary film.
Scary film.
Horror film. Okay.
Horror.
So the Bears season.
Yeah.
And your actors and actresses are Leonardo DiCaprio and Jay Cutler. Get them together somehow.
Okay.
It is a horror though.
Okay. Tell us when you're ready.
6 seconds on the clock. Go.
I
saw
Jay
Cutler
there
in
the
stadium.
Wow.
He
Matt
splooped. That's not a word.
All
on
Leonardo
DiCaprio's
face.
You added the space.
Which
he
didn't
see
because
he
is
a
Matt
bad
lover.
And
so
he
decided
that
I
was
Nick
on
the
field
with
Jack
Nicholson.
Matt.
Drugs
were
used
in
the
and that's it.
Making of this film.
Film.
I wanted to start with I am Jay Cutler.
I was trying to get them together.
We were speaking as the narrators. We need to put that out there as a forewarning.
So points for me are rather easy. I'm going to give it to Matt and Nick.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. Tie ball game.
The horror aspect was not there.
Their comedy aspect wasn't there at all.
Where was the romanticism?
The wrestling in Jello is pretty romantic,
pretty
Sean.
Damn romantic.
All right, all right. This is
wait,
the type.
Wait. He's Jay Cutler splooged all over Leonardo DiCaprio's face.
That's terrifying.
That is so terrifying.
All right. This is perfect. The tiebreaker.
I got the last round, guys.
We defer the kickoff. Give it to them.
Why?
The fuck?
Nothing happened. You're tied. Why do you
no,
to
I mean,
defer?
Because I won the last round.
Yeah, because we said we requested.
We did.
We requested to. And all you have to do is ask.
Yep.
The old adage goes.
So I just found a few words on Urban Dictionary.
All right, let's do this, Nick.
So obviously what you're going to do is go back and forth saying a word, and you're going to try to tell me what the definition is.
Ooh. All right. Okay. I like it.
All right, let's do it, Nick.
Okay.
I'm worried. Yes.
So, a lover, boys, your word is Chicago waffle. In 60 seconds.
So wait, is Chicago waffle one word?
Yeah, just describe what a Chicago waffle is.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's 5 yards.
We get 5 seconds off.
5 seconds off.
Time is not relative.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want your guys' words, sorry.
I'm ready.
Okay, 6 seconds on the clock. Chicago waffle, go.
The Chicago waffle is a delicious and pastry that is from Chicago, and Chicago is very beautiful, period. The waffle is so large it sparkles in the night sky, period.
Is the Chicago waffle the moon?
So we're going to give people 30 seconds for this game. I feel like that's
My teammate has left me. I can play the word game by myself.
So, want to wait for Gore? Well, do you want me to give a definition right away, or you guys want to
talk? No, let's wait till
till the end. Let's wait till the end.
Yeah, just to get the people on the edge of their seats.
Your words.
Yeah.
Then too.
What's our word?
All right, your word. I should probably tell you if they're verbs or not. Yours was a verb, so you.
That was a total noun usage.
You just told me Chicago waffle. Oh. Me.
Hold on, you might not want to say that yet.
Yeah, true. That's I rescind my comment.
All right.
Guys, yours is also, I guess, an action.
A verb, then?
She's
a verb. Yeah. Yep, something you do.
Reset this.
Could be an adverb,
the pink flamingos. 30 seconds. Tell me. What is a pink sock? Go.
Pink.
Socks.
Are.
When.
You.
Decide.
To.
Marry.
A.
Girl.
That.
Is
Indian
and
she
is
a
squid.
The
name
of
the
squid
type
is
onion
peanut
quarter
butter.
On the side, oh wait, on
the
side,
period. She
was
a
very
strong
woman.
This time. Okay.
Do we give them a penalty for the half of a sentence?
No, it won't help them.
Yeah!
Sea creatures
rule!
You guys had Chicago waffle. What was your definition around? It was somewhere.
Yeah, what was the definition?
It was a shiny.
It shines so bright.
It's a delicious pastry that shines.
No, it's a delicious and pastry.
Oh yeah.
let's be clear here.
Oh, it's a large delicious pastry.
Yes.
And
yes.
And pastry.
Yeah, and pastry.
That shines bright in the night sky.
You guys are all large, delicious, and pastry.
So do you want to know what the Chicago waffle actually is?
I'm absolutely.
Again, it's a verb.
Let's drum roll, please.
Chicago waffle is taking a shit on someone's laptop and closing the screen.
Oh. You guys are close, yeah.
Pastries are shits.
You were just off.
So, okay, and the pink flamingos. Yours was the pink sock. What was your definition?
Our definition was marrying a girl who is also a squid.
Yep. And Indian.
But
very strong woman.
Yes.
I guess that's a verb.
The action of marrying them.
Pink sock. This is the result of excessive anal plundering. The intestines actually exit through the anus, forming a dangling mass resembling a pink sock.
What is wrong with you? I think we're spot on.
That's what squid does.
What does Indian food do to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like how they said plundering. Like we're Christopher Columbus over here.
I'll plunder your shore.
So neither of you were even close.
Indian food and squids.
Yeah. So I'll probably just give it to my favorite. Which was the Indians and
squid. Yes!
Okay, but who has stuck a pink sock up there and said, wow, this resembles a pink sock?
I don't even want to know who decided to come up with the definition at all.
That's
I don't know.
I could see the Chicago waffle thing because that's like I hate you. I'm going to shit on your laptop.
I'm in Chicago as well.
Yeah.
Tune in next week to A1 and the A10 when we figure out why they were named as they were.
How will we... Do we have to get them on the show?
I don't know. So I didn't why plan did you that come far ahead.
Yeah.
So I like that game. Would you guys want to do it one more time? Not like... We don't have to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Like, did you like the word one, though?
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good time. Thought we really broke some ground on
Does anyone
ISIS.
Else have any more topics or stories? Topics with stories? Stories with
stories
topics.
That are topics. Topical stories. Well, I think that's about to do it for episode 5 of A1 and the A10. That means it's time for closing thoughts. We'll start counterclockwise, as is tradition. Gore, closing thoughts before we wrap up the night.
So far in this word game, 2-0, because, you know, flamingos will always be pink.
Hashtag.
I call bias judging.
Wow. That's Gore for the night. Nick Peel, closing thoughts for the night.
Cats like to roll on their back and have their belly scratched.
They also like to beat Sean in fantasy football.
Yes, Team Kittens.
Team Kittens rule.
Thank you, Nick Peel. Matt Feinauer, final thoughts for the night.
Hugs, not drugs.
Wonderful. Matt Courtney, final thoughts for the night.
I'm really excited to have corn dogs back in the apartment.
It's a welcome sight for sure. Big, many corn dogs, Jackie.
Good corn dogs.
Corn dogs for all these people. And final closing thoughts for me for the night. Well, since this episode will be coming out on the day that it has came out, which will be Wednesday, which will also be my mom's birthday, I think I'll use my closing thoughts to say, happy birthday, Mom. Glad I could celebrate with you this past weekend. That'll do it for our show tonight. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.